This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump Saturday. Mark Sandy, a career officer with the OMB, complied with a congressional subpoena to appear after three other Trump administration appointees had refused to testify. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration played on millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
Whether President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate his political rivals in exchange for releasing millions of dollars of military aid is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of protests. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrance to five universities in the city. They've stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier Saturday, squads of Chinese People's Liberation Army soldiers emerged from their barracks to help clear debris that has blocked some key roads in the city for days. This is VOA News. Drivers and protesters blocked traffic in Tehran Saturday after President Hassan Rouhani's government imposed gasoline rationing and price hikes of at least 50%. Edward Uranian reports.
Dozens of protesters in the capital of Iran's Azerbaijan province, Tabriz, clashed with government security forces Saturday, pelting them with stones on a major highway through the city. Amateur video showed traffic stopped as police charged protesters in an attempt to chase them off the roadway. Protesters also blocked traffic using cars and buses in the capital, Tehran, amid an unseasonal snowstorm. Protests were reported Saturday in dozens of Iranian towns and cities for the second straight day following a government decision to raise fuel prices. A number of people reportedly were killed or wounded, but reports were conflicting over the exact casualty count. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi officials say protesters pushed closer to the Green Zone, Baghdad's fortified seat of government, after security forces pulled back. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Hundreds of protesters have taken control of part of a major bridge in central Baghdad, leading to the Green Zone, building barriers and shelters on it. Security forces are still deployed on part of the bridge in order to block the demonstrators. It is now the second bridge under their control. Protesters have taken to the streets in the tens of thousands, outraged by widespread corruption, lack of job opportunities, and poor basic services despite the country's oil wealth. At least 320 people have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began on October 1st. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Scuffles between Paris police and activists marred the anniversary of the birth of the Yellow Vest movement against government policies seen as favoring the rich. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
Demonstrators smashed store windows and bus stops in Paris, setting bonfires in some streets. Police and firemen responded with tear gas and water hoses. At least one of the demonstrations was canceled because of the violence. Paris has been mostly calm in recent weeks, but not Saturday. Some yellow vests and young thugs known as Black Blocs were back on the streets as the protest movement for greater economic justice marks its first year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And President Donald Trump paid a visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Saturday, where he underwent a quick exam and some laboratory tests. The White House said the president wanted to take advantage of a free weekend to do his medical checkup. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.